opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Time, but space is a place that only a human being locates. Where there's so much information to take, then you enter an entirely new place. Once you get off the internet, become World Wide Web.
Welcome to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind. I'm your host and facilitator, Junius Ricardo Stan, inviting you to stay tuned for interesting interviews, news you can use, and programming designed with you in mind. Free your mind, the rest will follow, right here on the Cyberspace Sanctuary on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Gold.
Cyberspace is the place. Cyberspace is the place.
Boom, 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 do, boom, 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 do, boom, 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 do, boom, boom, do, boom, boom, do.
I wanna tell you a story about letting go for your well-being. Then you'll start to grow, move ahead with your life. This is necessary. Hey, don't think twice. You may start to vary. I'm letting go right now. Let go. Oh yes, I'm letting go. I've got to move away from here. I'm letting go. Right now, let go. Oh yeah, I'm letting go. I've got to move away from here. Release your mind. Start to let things go. Do what you can. That's when you will know. Acquire knowledge. Whoa, whoa, whoa. To sustain your life, play to your knowledge, whoa, whoa, whoa. To maintain your life, I'm letting go, right now I'm letting go, oh yeah, I'm letting go,
and all of my worries,
I've got to move away from here, I'm letting go,
all of my troubles,
right now I'm letting go,
and all of my fears,
oh yeah, I'm letting go,
and all of my worries,
to move away from here.
Boom, boom.
I would like to take this time to tell you, please, don't hold on to grudges. Forgive your neighbor, your friend, your cousin, your father, your mother, your sister, or brother for anything that they've done to you yesterday, last year, or the week before, because it only holds you down. It doesn't allow you to grow. So remember, just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Release your mind. Start to let things go. Do what you can. That's when you will know. Acquire knowledge. Ooh, to sustain your life. Plenty of knowledge. Ooh, to maintain your life. I'm letting go.
All of my troubles.
Right now.
To move away from here,
I'm letting go.
All of my troubles,
right now, I'm letting go.
And all of my fears,
oh yeah,
my worry.
I've got to move away from here.
I'm letting go.
All of my trouble.
Right now I'm letting go.
And all of my
worries. The right answer will come.
All of my worries.
The right answer will come to me.
Good God Almighty.
The right answer will come to me.
Come on, come on to
me.
Everybody. Can't you see
the right answer will come. The right answer will come. The right answer will come to me. The right answer will come, the right answer will come, the right answer will come, believe. The right answer will come, the right answer will come, the right answer will come, you'll see.
Grace is Professor Griffin. You're listening to Junior Ricardo Stanton. Straight up, we're teaching you all those things you need to know from the neck up, all right? We're definitely doing a checkup from the neck up. This is Professor Griffin, Public Enemy, the ex-minister. I'm out. Peace.
Welcome to another edition of the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind on the Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul. My name is Junius Ricardo Stanton. I'm your host and facilitator. We started off the program with a selection from Nanika, Letting Go, encouraging us to let go of all negativity, let go of the things in our mind that are holding us back, let go of grudges, let go of ill will, let go of animosity, and exchange them for feelings of love, acceptance, affirmation, first for ourselves and then for those in our immediate circle. And under the law of attraction, you will attract to yourself like-minded people, those who want to continue to drag you down or who are part of the toxic relationship will fall away if you persevere. And we say all this as a prelude to our guest, Mr. Robert Bob Callan, who is one of the originators and original organizers of the Heal Thyself Garden Party. And the 14th annual Heal Thyself Garden Party will take place in Philadelphia on July 17th at the Arena, located at 7th and Rittner Street in South Philadelphia. We'll speak to Bob following these messages, and he'll tell you all about it. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We'd like to welcome everybody checking in from Real Media Player, from Windows Media Player, from iTunes, and from Live365.com. We want to encourage everyone to log into our website, which is BlakeRadio.com, and become familiar with how you can access our broadcast directly from our website. And vice versa, those of you who check in directly from the Blake Radio Network, become familiar with how you can also access us through Real Media Player, through Windows Media Player, and iTunes by logging into their radio tuner guides and doing a search for us in the talk radio genre. You can also access us from Live365.com in the talk radio category as well. You're listening to Rainbow Soul, talk radio at its best.
Log into BlakeRadio.com and visit the Blake Radio store right now for discount music CDs and your other shopping needs.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world, broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com, music for your mind, body, and soul.
Hi, I'm Junius Ricardo Stanton, inviting you to join me in financially supporting the Blake Radio Network on a regular basis. We need your continuing patronage to help the Blake Radio Network remain alive and thriving both now and well into the future. There are several easy ways you can send your contribution. To use PayPal, click on the help link on the Blake Radio Network's website at www.blakeradio.com, or you can go directly to the PayPal website and click the send money link. Type in rainbowsoul at blakeradio.com as the email address and Unlimited Ventures as the payee. Then follow the instructions. To send a check or money order, make it out to Unlimited Ventures, care of Neil Blake, and mail it to 73 Ireland Place, that's Ireland Place, Suite 109, Amityville, Amityville, New York, 11701. It's easy, painless, and uncomplicated, and you'll feel great after doing it. knowing you're keeping the Blake Radio Network alive and on the cutting edge of media technology. I'm Junius Ricardo Stanton, thanking you in advance for your support.
Our guest is Robert Cowan, who is working again this year with the Heal Thyself Garden Party, and this is the 14th annual Heal Thyself Garden Party, which will take place on Sunday, July 17th, 2011, at the arena at 7th and Rittner Street in Philadelphia, and the time is from 12 to 7. Welcome to the program, brother, and good to hear from you. I haven't talked to you in a couple of years. How you been?
Just fine, and yourself. I'm just doing terrific. Doing what we try to do every year and to try to stay to our mission and our purpose, and that is to try to communicate to the communities to try to offer some alternatives to our health issues and lifestyle. And we believe that through this education process that we can make a difference in our lives and in our community. So that's our sole purpose and mission. So, and we've worked hard over the last 14 years to try to make this a reality and try and support the idea and the mission of Dr. David Harmon, you know, as Ricky Harmon, who is basically the founder and the innovator of this whole concept and idea.
I was going to ask you to share with our listeners, because some may not be familiar with it, even though it's growing exponentially every year, about the history of it. So in addition to talking about Dr. Harmon, what was the original concept?
The original concept was being Dr. Harmon, being a physician, had gotten a personal call to come out to render some services. And in treating this particular gentleman, he experienced a good relationship with him, but he noticed this picture on the wall, and he was saying, well, who is this person here? He said, it's me. Of course, this person was about close to 300 pounds or more. And when he says, well, how did you get from 300 pounds down to, you know, 100 and something reasonable size and looking well and functional? And that's how this whole idea came about, because he steered us in the direction of Queen of Fool's book, To Heal Thyself. And he said he had went to New York and met her and went to her clinic, and she guided him through this weight loss program. And that's what started us on the journey. So him and I had been working out and going to the gym, and we've always done a lot of things together physically, and we shared a lot of books together and reading, and just, being brothers. And so he says, well, look, Bob, he called me up. He introduced me to him over the telephone. He says, you got to meet him. So we got together and we needed to meet him. And, of course, being the kind of person we were, we were almost on our way to New York to meet Queen of Fools to see her clinic. But then we said, well, hold it. No, let's not do that. Let's read her book first. Let's get her book and find out more about what she does. And then we'll go to New York and meet her. So we would get up every morning. We probably about 5:30 every morning. We'd go to the gym over on Riverside in Philadelphia. And so we started reading the book together, and we started this 40-day fast, because she has this cleansing program that she promotes. You do everything in 7. So we ended up doing a 40-day fast together. And during that 40-day fast together, we spent a lot of time together and talking about health issues, and he had very dear, concerned about the community, because being a physician, he had a lot of friends and family in Philadelphia that was having very, serious issues. And he kept saying to himself, why is it that everybody in the black community has something wrong? And he was boiling it down to that our nutrition and our habits and our lifestyle, we're bringing all these different kind of ailments to us, and that means particularly high blood pressure, diabetes, and the cancers, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's how we started on our little journey, and from that point, we idea because David was born, Dr. Harmon was born in July, and so his birthday was coming up, and so he was saying, well, let's get together, and how do you bring people together and expose people to alternatives to their lifestyle? And so he says, well, I want to give a party, but I want to have a whole different party. That's how we came about with the garden party, the Heal Garden Party, because at the end of the 40-day fast, this was our whole celebration, but at the same time, we brought all the practitioners that we put together, some vendors, music, and activities, as far as that group of people found. Of course, you know, that was out of Germantown, Brother Devon, Hunter, in his backyard. We had a big, beautiful backyard at the time. And so,
yeah, so that was Jeron's house? I knew somebody lived there, but I thought that Ricky and people that put it together had just rented, you know, how they do like Belmont Mansion or the Horticultural Center. That's what I thought.
That was later. That was probably, I think, our third year because we kind of outgrew the backyard.
Yeah, no, I think I went to the backyard one. I think your second one, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And that was really nice. It was warm and close, and it worked. And we brought Queen of Fool in. And in fact, Reggie Bryan, I don't know if you remember, Reggie Bryan was one of our narrators, and Dr. Burton, he was one of our first. Dr. Arlene from Washington, D.C., who was the health guard for the Nation of Islam. We brought him in, and we brought a lot of different local practitioners in to get that started.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. So I was saying that's how we got started. We brought in Dr. Arlene from Washington, D.C., who was the Nation of Islam health star at that time.
Now, you moved around the city and even to the suburbs. So you had it at Belmont Mansion. You had it at the Horticultural Center. Then you went over to Bala. Then you came back, and then you did some other things. And Last couple of years, we were away of a family reunion when you had it, but this year we'll be home, so yeah, we'll look forward to being there.
Yeah, because last year we were out at the Elkins Estate last year. So what happened is over the years we also had realized even in the month of July, particularly during that week, we even changed it. Having a week earlier because for some reason on that week or last Sunday or close to the next to last Sunday of the month, it seemed like it always might be some potential rain. So that was also a consideration we had to keep in mind of being able to have a facility that could possibly hold people in terms of inside and outside in case of rain.
Now it's grown over the years. So how many people do you have track annually? Do you ever keep a running log of it?
Well, we believe because the event usually starts around 12 and ends at 7, that we're clocking in the thousands. We're clocking in the thousands, and I would say anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 people.
Right.
Easy.
Now, you're going to be in Philadelphia this year. I've known several times parking was not a problem. It was at a premium. I mean, some of the places you had was lovely. The venue was great. And people didn't mind parking two or three blocks away just to walk or even further, particularly when you had it in the park. And the one time you had it over in Bala Cynwyd.
Yeah. Well, this particular time, we won't have any problems with parking. We have plenty of free parking for the community. And the venue actually has a great outdoor space and a great indoor space. It's not as green as we're normally used to, but that's part of what we're working on, too, to create that
brain environment, you know, comes to the heart. So we have to create that of ourselves.
So you're not going to be, I mean, it's always scenic, it's always beautiful, it's always an environment and a natural a theme and ambiance to it. Are you saying that you're not going to have that this year?
What I'm saying is that because we're not at a place like the Horticultural Society, which is their aim and goal is green, place is an arena. But what we are counting on and what the additions that we're going to put to it is because of the vendors, when they come and they bring the color and the activity or the feeling of the natural marketplace with the music and the activity, we will have all that. And then we're going to have greenery, bring in some greenery to give you that feeling of outdoors.
Give us the information. It's Sunday, July 17th, 2011. So where is it going to be?
Yes, at 7th and Ridner, and right off of basically Delaware Ave. It will be, you know, posters and banners and signs, and all of our publicity and information will have directions on how to get to the location.
Okay. Now, you have it up on the website, so give us the URL for the website so people can go up there and see it now and make plans to be there.
If you're interested in the vending and the general information and ticket information, you can go to our website.
Normally you have a host of practitioners, you have vendors,
yeah.
You have entertainment or edutainment. So what's on the itinerary for this year?
One of our headliners, I don't know if you're familiar with a healer out of New York, Dr. Love, who's bringing in.
Is that the brother that does the Tai Chi and the meditation?
Yeah, he's doing some astrology. With sound and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing in Wellington Christian. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's a local healer that will be with us. We have, there's so many folks I'm just trying to recall. Of course, we have the Universal Dance Group coming in. They're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
They're always with us every year.
You normally have a section of authors. Are you having that this year? Are you going to do that this year?
Well, we're having a group of authors coming in doing their presentations and book selling and presentation of their books.
All right, well, just give us an overview. A lot of the information will be on the website, so they can get it, listeners can get it on the website.
Right.
Give us an overview of what a person will expect to experience that day. This is a family-oriented event, so definitely,
absolutely.
You know, emphasize that.
Oh, yes, that's going to have activities for the children. We always want to move the children because we want to be mindful of what a civilization can be like. So we will have entertainment for the children, activities for them as well. Because a lot of times parents will come out and they may not have someone to watch the children. So the children will have activities where they can go around and do that. As I was saying, we're going to have yoga demonstrations, some martial arts demonstrations. Of course, we're going to have massage stuff.
We need you to speak up a little louder.
Okay, I was saying I just spoke with Minister Rodney Muhammad, and then he was going to teach you on some spiritual healing as well. And we're hoping that at the firm, different Melvin Thomas might be interested in his music come on. First, we have a group of poets who come in and spoke to us. And just a host of active.
Okay.
Excuse me?
I said just remember to keep your voice up.
Okay.
All right, that's better. All right, so we were talking about the entertainment and the itinerary for the day. You mentioned Minister Muhammad, mentioned the Universal Dance Ensemble, Alfie Pollard. You started to talk about some activities for the young people and the children, so follow up on that.
Okay. Yeah, we were saying that every year we try to have what we call a children's village to support the parents, because in a lot of situations, parents like to go out to activities, but they may not have a babysitter or someone to watch their children. So we've always tried to provide some activity for the children and also a way of modeling for the children.
children want to, so that they want to be around us as well as they age. But we usually present some good natural snacks for them and activities, and the parents can feel comfortable because we have people monitoring them and looking after them throughout the day.
So we look forward to that. And they're usually cost for that, for the children up to 12 is free.
All right, now what's the basic cost anyway for the whole event for an adult?
For the adult, it's going to be $8 advance and 10 at the door.
Okay. Now you mentioned healthy snacks. Normally you have food vendors who offer raw and natural and vegan menus. Will you have that this
right.
year?
Absolutely. You're always going to have that. We're going to have the vegetarian cuisine, and we're going to have people doing food demonstrations as well. So we try to have healthy snacks for the children, some popcorn and fruits and different things that they can have throughout the day to keep them going.
All right, now you mentioned demonstrations. Normally you have workshop as well as the
That's
authors.
Right.
So what are you doing in that context?
Well, we'll be having workshops and, as I said, in detoxification, herbal cures, natural skin care. We're going to have workshop on HIV, high blood pressure, diabetes, and just a host of just different illnesses or where we can provide some type of modality, offering modalities to the traditional medicine, because there's a lot of people out here that have a lot of issues, but they're kind of fed up or maybe not getting the true results that they thought they're getting from the health, general health practitioners, and people are looking for alternatives. They just don't know where to turn to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our gathering provides.
Usually you used to have Dr. Bodice and maybe Dr. Burton. Are they going to be participating this year?
Well, that's both possibly will be attended. Dr. Bodice is out in California now.
That's right. Okay, I did hear he moved, right.
Yeah, he's out in California now, but more than likely he will be there. He always attends. So we're looking forward to that, and I'm waiting for a phone call from Dr. Burton whether he can attend or not.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you were involved in the first one all the way up to now. So what goes in, what kind of logistical issues go into putting something like this on, aside from finding a venue that can hold it because it's getting bigger and bigger every year?
Well, it's challenges just like any other event, meaning put together, as you say, the location, the places, putting some funds together, putting your PR together, letting people know, contacting people, getting the information out there, and then getting your vendors to support you, and also putting the practitioners or presenters together, people who want to make themselves. And what we're really also doing, we're helping practitioners to make themselves known, where we're giving them an opportunity to come under a umbrella where one location, one place at one time, where a host of people can view them or meet them at one particular place as to hunting or moving around or trying to locate a practitioner. So this gives them an opportunity to display and to present their services to the community. So it does put in quite a bit of time, quite a bit of work in communicating, and people are constantly reaching out. When the word gets out there, we get calls and people who want to participate too. So we're stretching out quite a bit, and it's been working very well over the 14 years, which is basically the concept of what we were hoping that when we initially started out.
Now, what type of vendors
like anything else. You get out what you put in, and everything doesn't come overnight.
Right. That's for sure. I mean, but at
it's a building process, so it's been a lot of sacrifice in putting it together, but ultimately the vision is the people, the health of the community.
Well, at this point, you have a reputation and you have a lot of credibility. So what type of vendors are you looking for?
Okay, we're looking...
Because people, you know, this is the street festival, the fairs season, and some people hear it, but they may not be a perfect fit.
No, everyone who participates has to send in a bio or a form, fill out a form of information as to what they offer and what they do, and do they fit into our program.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't just say you
you're coming in and you're going to be selling, you know, pork or some meat.
Right.
You know, not at this particular event. You know, the event is directed to a holistic and a vegetarian concept. We don't expect everybody to start off that way, but you can move towards that. All this is a gradual process, and it's a growth process, because what we're trying to do is help to change the minds and attitudes. We all, as a race of people and people in general, we didn't get where we are overnight. We have to look at where our society is and what is being offered to us as alternatives. We have we're up against big conglomerates and big corporations that are moving against us in terms of engineering all types of foods and that aren't really long term to our advantage.
Right.
Selling us sugar and salt wholesale. And when you look back at most of our illnesses and health, they're pointing back to these same basic things.
Right.
So we got people eating nothing but processed food. They're not eating anything real anymore or raw. And so we're not really getting the proper nutrition that we should be supposed to be receiving as human beings on this earth. So that's what the education process is all about. So we're looking for vendors or practitioners who can fit in this school. If they have anything to do with spiritual healing, to bring about, you know, that spiritual healing, I mean, in terms of, also, we're talking about finance as well. We're talking about farming.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about organic food. We're talking about how we're going to survive in this kind of society that we're living in. So all, if you can fit into that, in that realm of our thinking and what our program represents, you're welcome to reach out, go into our website, because we're still entertaining and taking on vendors and presenters at this present time. We haven't closed everything down. We're getting close to that point, but we're moving, still the doors are still open.
All right, give us the URL, and then give, feel free to do so, give us a contact phone number that people can call.
Okay. As I was saying, you could go to, all that is on the website. The actual phone number, the website is healthyselfgardenparty.com. All that information, location, telephone number, fax number, the vending application, the center's information, ticket sales, all that is on our website.
Okay. What we're going to do is we'll have you back probably in a couple of weeks, and you can talk about
sure,
it, because it'll be closer to the date, and if we can work out the logistics, maybe we can come and do a live broadcast from there. Yeah, because we did, when you were in Ballot Kenwood, we did do a live broadcast.
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to that. That was great, and I really appreciate your assistance in anything that we have attempted to do over the years, and I feel comfortable to reach out to communicate with you and express our ideas, and hopefully to promote our ideas too.
Okay, we'll get back to you shortly. We're starting out. This is the beginning of June, so we'll get
right.
you know, in the beginning of July, and you know, hopefully we'll get an opportunity to be there. We'll also probably come and shoot some pictures and video.
Okay.
You know, of that, and put that up there too.
Okay, good.
So,
and if you can, do me a favor, reach out to Reuben Benson for me.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Reuben.
Okay, you want him to call you?
Yeah, because I didn't get a chance to actually talk to him the last time I had a conversation with him. He gave me an idea of his new book that he had written in, and you were helping him promote
right,
it.
Right,
so,
yeah. Well, that's coming
along. Without like that.
Okay, I'll call him today.
Good, I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Thank you, and I'll get back to you, and we'll hook it up.
Okay, good.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
That was Robert Callan, one of the original organizers of the Heal Thyself Garden Party and the 14th annual edition of the Heal Thyself Garden Party will take place Sunday, July 17th in Philadelphia. It's important that we focus on our health, and health is important. Health is a multifaceted and multidimensional reality, meaning that it's not just the food, it's not just our psychology, it's not just the social networking. It's all of these things in combination, dovetailing, and in integration that produces either a well person and well environment or a toxic and diseased person and environment. So we have to look at our environment. I was riding through the hood the other day, and I was just looking at all the dirt and trash that was strewn on some of the major thoroughfares in the black community in Philadelphia, in one section of Philadelphia. And it's even true to some extent in the suburbs. And I live in the suburbs in New Jersey, and I can see it here. And this just symptomatic of the toxicity that exists in the social environment, where if you don't care about the cleanliness of your physical environment, and this is a reflection of your psychological and metaphysical state, it does not bode well. So we need to really begin to look at ourselves holistically and to do what we need to do to be healthy. Again, it's not just the food. It's not the toxic elements we take into the body. It's not just the social environment. It's not just our peers. It's not just the politics and the economics. It's all of it in an integrated fashion. And we're going to share some information with you, an audio collage that talks about this. And this is a medical doctor and a naturopath in two separate pieces that I've mixed together. One is talking about, is a Euro-American. He's talking about the, what he calls the racial minorities, the health and the disparate health conditions in the racial minority community. Now, he will talk about African-Americans. He'll talk about our diet, our slave diet. He'll talk about Hispanics. And he'll talk about the Native Americans. And a lot of it has to do with our oppression in this country, being in a hostile environment of a socio-political and psychological system that is very oppressive, is very predatory, is very exploitative. That's the social part of it. Then there's also the nutrients and the food part, and we'll listen to in this audio collage a piece by Leia O. Africa as he talks about the food and talks about culture and melanin. And for us, it's an integrative package. We cannot segregate, we cannot isolate and just separate all these elements. They're part and parcel of the whole. And we must take a holistic approach to resolving our health challenges. It's important that we take an integrated approach. So it's not just negative thinking. It's not just the anger. It's not just the energy. It's the combination of that on a personal level and the social and collectivist level, and also the political ramifications of being in a fascist police state that basically is anti-life and is against the natural order. and we don't have time to go into all of that, but needless to say, the genetic, the bio, so-called biotechnology, which I call Frankenfoods, the whole process of war to make this country more militaristic, more imperialist, more fascist, more racist than it already is, has an impact on us as we live here, and we basically don't go along with it. Contrary to popular belief, just because Obama is black and he's president, most thinking black people oppose his warmongering and war criminal policies. But that's just part of it. It's the entirety and the totality of the situation that we must be aware of, and we must begin to address and fashion lifestyles as opposed to death styles, which we're getting in this country. So we're going to listen to this audio collage, and hopefully you'll bear with me. I have some new equipment. I'm learning how to use it. I brought a new mixer, and it's light years above the one I had, which was almost 20 years old, about 15 years old. And so just getting acclimated to it and getting the fidelity correct is going to be a challenge. But we're up to it. But we just ask you to bear with us. If the quality is not what you're used to, we will get there. Just bear with us. You're logged on to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind, here on the Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
All love, all love. Only ripe vegetables, fresh fruit and whole wheat. I'm from the old school. My household smell like soul food, bruh. Curry falafel, barbecue tofu. No fish though, no candy bars, no cigarettes. Only ganja, fresh squeezed juice from oranges. Exercising daily to stay healthy. And I rarely drink water out the tap cause it's filthy.
Lentil soup is mental fruit and ginger root is good for the youth. Fresh vegetable with them Italian stew. Sweet yam fries with the green callaloo. Careful how you season and prepare your foods, cause you don't wanna lose vitamins and minerals, and that's a jewel. Life brings life, it's valuable. So I eat what comes from the ground, it's natural. Let your food be your medicine, no accelerant. Strictly herb generation, the sun, cause I got melanin and drink water. 8 glasses a day, cause that's what they say.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, but true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, but true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. Be healthy, y'all.
Over the years, there has been study after study, like the newest report, that show that different racial groups, minorities, have higher incidence of diabetes, cancer, heart attacks, strokes, and many other diseases. Now, there are several factors, some social, not any that are serious, that are genetic, but yes, some biological. If you look at these minorities and the suppressed life that most of them have suffered, the educational level that most have acquired is lower than the white population. People who are less educated tend to eat worse, tend to exercise less, and tend to have the inability to know what they should be doing as far as it goes with health. Number two, if you look at the type of ethnic diet that some of these groups eat, let's take the African Americans as an example. They pretty much are eating a slave diet. Now, we call it African American to be polite and politically correct. But the truth of the matter is that high-fat foods that were the scrap from the slave owner's table is what they've maintained as a main staple within the African-American diet. This, of course, is going to raise the chances of every well-known disease. I know years ago that I read something that stunned me when I heard that young men below 35 years old suffered in the African-American population 3 times higher amounts of heart attack and stroke than did the white population. Hispanic population, generally again, being a lower economic group, less educated, also dying on foods that are not as savory for your health as they should be. One step up from the African-American diet, because many of the cultures that speak Spanish, South American, Caribbean, etc., at least use carbohydrates more than animal protein. But with that said, they certainly have a much higher incidence of every well-known disease than do the white populations. Probably the Native Americans are the worst of all. If you look at the Native Americans, we inherently took away every possible lifestyle process that they ever had in the Western white culture within a matter of 1 or 2 generations, forced them to live radically different than they ever lived in history. So this is where you see high incidence of alcoholism, even higher incidence in some tribes of cancer than the African-American population, diabetes as high, if not higher, than the African-American population. And you know, you just can't take people who are living in a relatively good way, exercising all the time, enormously, put suits and ties on them, sit them down, and tell them they have to do a Western diet without some very serious problems occurring. And that's what we see with ethnic eating, and it's fine that we help the poor and the underprivileged as much as we are ourselves when it comes to natural health.
Getting into all of these diseases, you know you're dying, your friends are dying, this one's got heart problems, this one has arthritis, this one has prostate disease, and so you have around you examples of what happened to you if you keep eating the way you're eating. We're in a crisis here. That crisis is black men are becoming infertile, prostate disease. You pick up the paper, there's always somebody with it, Sidney Poitier, you name it, Minister Farrakhan. Just a long list. So you know it's something amok here. Something's going on here. 50% of the black women have fibroid tumors, and 1/3 of the couples infertile. Something is going on here. So I don't know what it takes to have a wake-up call. All I know is that when we came over here from Africa, we were 90% cavity-free. And most of you don't even have all your teeth, which is pitiful. So we have to go back and look at what we were doing before all of this happened. So it's important that we understand melanin, because melanin is how we define what a race is. But it's also important that we understand that everyone else plays a cultural game when they come here to America. They do that. If the Asians come here, they open up an Asian market. They can't eat unless they see Korea on the plate, or China on the plate. If the Irish come over here, the Italians come over here, they say, I want Italian food. I have to see Italy on the plate. So everybody's attaching food to culture. Everybody. The Chinese have a Chinese market. They eat their Chinese food. They say, I have to see China on this plate or I can't eat. So you say, I don't know what to eat. I mean, okay, you say, I can't do all the research. You know, so you say, I'll just look at those pictures. You got pictures all over. The hieroglyphic paintings of what their ancestors ate. You won't see any white sugar. You won't see any bleached white flour. You won't see a glass of milk. You won't see any stuff. But your ancestors say, well, we can't read this stuff. I'm going to paint it on the wall. What we looked. So we know we're not eating our diet. When you're off your culture, you're off your diet. When you're off your diet, you're off your culture. You can't have one without the other. So we have to say, why are we having all of these diseases at a higher rate than any other race in America? Why do we have the highest diabetes rate? Why is this? Why do we have the highest high blood pressure rate? Why are we going blind at the highest rate of any other racial group? What's going on here? You say, well, something to do with junk food. Is any other race in America, why do we have the highest diabetes rate? Why is this? Why do we have the highest high blood pressure rate? Why are we going blind at the highest rate of any other racial group? What's going on here? Say, well, maybe it has something to do with junk food. Just maybe. We don't know for sure. I'm just taking you down this trail to say, we don't know, I don't know, so let's make an investigation. It took a lot of science to build some pyramids. It wasn't just art, it was science. So let's just be scientific like our ancestors. Okay, I'm going to wake up in the morning, and I'm going to cook an unborn chicken, and I'm going to eat a chicken fetus, which you call an egg. Then I'm going to get four slices of the pig loaf, which you call a bacon. Now you use the pig loaf and the dead chicken fetus for breakfast. So all this makes sense to me. All this makes sense. Now you say, well, I got to fry this stuff. I mean, really, you know, I got to fry this bacon. I got to fry these eggs. I got to fry this stuff. So you're getting down to some basic little fundamental research. And you say, well, I fried and... And I had some hash browns made out of water, and I learned in school that water and oil don't mix. So, what happens when you mix water with oil and put it in your body? Body says, well, I'm either going to digest the oil, or I'm going to digest the water, but I'm not going to do both of them. So the body beats up, tries to break down this oil, which it cannot break down, because the oil is made out of 212 Fahrenheit, your body can still cold at 90.6. Your body can't break down oil, so it just comes up your cells, make them stick together. You know, then you get a false sense of energy from eating this hash brown, the chicken, if you're eating chicken. I'm calling it chicken, but you like to call it an egg. Let's just be real. It's a dead fetus of an unborn chicken. So you're eating unborn children. You're using your body as a cemetery, wondering what's going on. So you say, well, maybe my ancestors ate this stuff. So you look around and look at the pictures and say, no, I don't see any pictures of this. A glass of milk. Now we got to heat up the milk because you know what bacteria in it. So you heat it up over 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Now it becomes white plastic pus. So you got a glass of pus. Four slices of a pig ass. A dead chicken fetus. Some potatoes mixed with oil. And a glass of orange juice, cooked orange juice, which turns the sugar into orange juice, white sugar, which causes diabetes. Now, you eat all of this stuff together, which doesn't go together, but we were shown a picture in school with all of these foods together. They told us it's a food chart. We saw the eggs, the milk, and the orange juice. Do you remember that picture? Oh, yes. You know who promoted that picture? The dairy company. They said, let us put the picture in the school. So, you know that this picture is framed in your mind. You have been nutritionally miseducated. So now you're struggling to get away from this way of eating. So, well, what can I eat? I don't know what to eat. My master taught me to eat this in the morning. Now you're taking away this. What can I eat? So you say, well, let me be scientific and look around and see what nature has other animals eating in the morning. And you notice that animals don't eat heavy in the morning. Not a bird, not a monkey, they don't eat heavy in the morning. Not yet. And they eat heaviest around lunchtime. Which means you should be eating your dinner at lunchtime and give you a whole day to process. That should be your heaviest meal. Lunch, not dinner. So you say, well, wait a minute. It's more to this than just that. I have a craving for this stuff. I am addicted to this food. I'm totally addicted to this food. And what has caused me to be addicted to this food is the food's ability to destroy melanin. That's how drugs work. If it doesn't work on the melanin, it is not a drug at all, according to Eli Lilly.
You're listening to the Cyberspace Sanctuary on the Blake Radio Network with Junius Ricardo Stanton. Stay tuned.
We heard
Dead Prez, Be Healthy, audio collage with Dr. Brian Clement, who talked about diet and some of the reasons why people of color are so unhealthy in this culture. What he really didn't say was that the Euro-American culture, the European culture, is having a devastating impact on us. Dr. Lalaya O. Africa spoke to it briefly when he talked about the various ethnic groups and their culture, what they eat, and how African people have gone away from our culture. And this is, in fact, one of the reasons why we're in such bad shape physically. And I was just looking at some statistics, and I think I gave the booklet. Yeah, I gave the booklet to my neighbor, where it was talking about the fact that African American males live 7 years shorter, or lifespans are 7 years shorter on average than, say, the Euro Americans. We're suffering from a pandemic of obesity, where most of us are overweight anyway, but many of us are morbidly obese, which is going to impact all our internal organs and make them work harder to process the poor choices we're making in our diet. It is increasing the possibility of cardiovascular disease, dysfunction, diabetes, and a plethora of other ailments that could easily be avoided. One of the things that we're finding out now, black people die and we suffer from inordinate amounts of dis-ease, mainly because of two very simple conditions that could be easily avoided. One is dehydration, because we don't drink enough water, and the other is sleep deprivation, because we don't get enough sleep. And studies are finding out that this, in fact, is true not just for African Americans, but across the board. We need to look at those ideas, rethink some of them. Many of the things that we were taught, well, we were miseducated about the food groups because of the influence of special interests. In other words, the dairy farmers, maybe the poultry farmers, would pay the educational systems and the publishers propagate the notion that we needed certain types of food, when in fact, basically, we need water, we need fruits and vegetables. And we need to minimize, particularly if you're a person of color, minimize the animal products that we consume. And so this is all part and parcel of the integrated lifestyle that I spoke about earlier in the program, where it's not just food, it's not just sleep, it's not just the social network, it's not just our thoughts, it's not just whether or not we get exercise. It's all of these things put together, and we need to take a holistic and integrated approach. We're almost out of time. We thank you for logging on. We hope you got some information out of the program from the material that was presented by Bob Callen. We look forward to July 17th and the Heal Thyself Garden Party. And we'll probably have him on again later in a couple of weeks just to give an update on some of the people, some of the authors, some of the practitioners, some of the therapeutic modalities that will be included in this year's event. At any rate, you can get more information and a constant update by going to their website, www.healthyself.com. GardenParty.com. Until next time, this is Junius Ricardo Stanton wishing each and every one of you love,
peace, health, prosperity, wisdom, power, and most of all, courage. Courage to find meaning, purpose, and fulfillment in your life so that you evolve into all that the Creator intends for you to be. And your life manifests magnificently as you actualize the innate divinity, genius, power, and talent within you. Until next time, stay strong.